Hello, Queens. Welcome to another episode. How are you today? I've got a listener's question today and I've kind of made it into a full episode, but I'm going to answer the question specifically first. So the general question, and I'm sure, as I always say, you know what the title of this episode is, how to get rid of eating disorder thoughts. And the question exactly is, or was, how do you get rid of eating disorder thoughts? Can you talk about how to live a normal day? Because for me, it's all about burning calories, and I do not know what to think about if I don't do this. Do you understand? Yes, I do. Maybe I want to relax and watch a movie or speak to a friend, but I feel like I should move and walk around and do housework instead. Right, so I'm going to break down this question, and going back to one part of the question specifically, can you talk about how to live a normal day? Okay, here's my answer. You can live a normal day when you've gone through the clusterfuck of fear that appears before you when you choose recovery. You can fully recover from an eating disorder by rewiring your brain, by rewiring your fear of weight gain and eating disorder thoughts, changing your nervous system via bioplasticity, healing your inner child, and doing body image work. It is one of the hardest things you might ever do. It has been for me, but every single step is worth it because you get to know yourself on a level that you'd never thought possible before, and your life is so enriched in a way that it wouldn't have been if you'd never had an eating disorder. The second part of the question, because for me, it's all about burning calories, and so I do not know what to think about if I don't do this. Do you understand? I understand. And I'm going to say this in response to that part of the question. Of course, your current thoughts are consumed by burning calories because your brain is currently wired with an eating disorder, and your brain directs your automatic thoughts. The good news is that you can rewire your brain so you don't have an eating disorder. And I'm going to give you a step-by-step process on how to do that in a moment. The last part of the question, maybe I want to relax and watch a movie or speak to a friend, but I feel like I should move and walk around and do housework instead. Okay, the same applies here. You want to relax and watch a movie, but the eating disorder is making you feel like you need to move and do chores instead. There are two parts at play here. It's primarily the movement aspect of doing chores instead of relaxing due to the eating disorder. But there's also an aspect of not feeling worthy of relaxing and enjoying a movie. I know I experienced that a great deal. Even after I was recovered from the eating disorder, I had a hard time actually allowing myself to fully relax and enjoying the relaxation behavior that I was doing. So that, as I was saying, part of the eating disorder is to, of course, make you move more, move as much as possible and eat as little as possible. But the worthy piece, not feeling worthy of relaxing and enjoying a movie, that's probably actually most likely one of the underlying reasons as to why you developed the eating disorder in the first place, because you don't feel worthy, right? You don't feel good enough. And that feeling brings an unsafe and unconscious and uncomfortable feeling. And so you unconsciously search for a way to numb or change that feeling. Hello, control, and inevitably an eating disorder, right? I'm just going to repeat that part again. Because you didn't feel worthy, or perhaps you still don't feel worthy, you didn't feel good enough. And that not feeling good enough and not feeling worthy, it feels really unsafe. And so you unconsciously search for a way to numb that feeling and to change that feeling of lack of safety and lack of not being good enough. And that's when eating disorders usually come in, you know? So I'm going to give you, like I said, a step-by-step process of how to rewire your brain so it doesn't have an eating disorder anymore. You ready? Okay, step number one, and this is written down on my website in blog form if you want to see the steps in black and white. Number one, be aware of the eating disorder thoughts, because you cannot change something that you're not aware of. And so noticing when the eating disorder thoughts are there in the first place, if you don't know what, you know, if you're not aware of an eating disorder thought coming in, how can you change something? So the first step is always awareness with any kind of change, right? If you don't know anymore which thoughts are yours, which thoughts are the eating disorders, then you can do this exercise to know for sure. Number one, close your eyes. And I would like you to feel into your body. Pay attention to the thought that has come into your head. Let's say that eating disorder thought is or was, I need to do house chores instead of watching a movie, right? So focus on that thought. How does that feel in your body if you were to believe and act on that thought? You need to do house chores instead of relaxing and watching a movie with a friend. Does it feel expansive? Does it feel loving to do that? Or does it feel restrictive, controlling, and originated from fear? If it feels like it's from fear, then that's the eating disorder thought and it is not your thought. Now, there's a second part here, having experienced this many times myself. When we do what the eating disorder wants us to do, it actually relieves some of the anxiety. So when you feel into the thought that potentially is the eating disorder thought and you're not 100% sure and you want to check, notice that the feeling of less anxiety will or might show up when you think and feel into doing the thing, but go deeper and know where that thought was originated from. You only feel less anxiety because you're doing what it says, right? Doing what it wants. So feel into the thought. Is it born from love? Is it born from fear? And there you will have your answer. Step number two, acknowledge that it's not yours. Any thoughts that are born from fear are not truly yours. They're not. They were created by fear in the creation of the eating disorder because at some point, and maybe still, the eating disorder served you. It served a purpose. It was perhaps created via your need to control something in order to feel safe, as your environment growing up wasn't stable. So this could look like having parents that divorced, or having parents that argued a lot, or moving home regularly, or parents always, you know, being worried about money or safety or a number of those things. Maybe it was because you wanted to disappear because your home environment wasn't safe, or you took on the role as parent to one or both of your parents or siblings, and the pressure was too much for you. So you just wanted to disappear and be taken care of instead of taking care of everybody or feeling emotionally responsible for everybody else around you, those that are adults and should be your caretakers. Maybe it was the pressure to be perfect, and that perfection included your body and eating habits, and the eating disorder took over from there. Maybe it's all of those reasons. Maybe it's not those reasons and it's something different for you. Regardless though of how or why the eating disorder was developed, doesn't matter, because the process of rewiring your brain is the same either way. It does go without saying, of course, that you will have to visit your past trauma. You will have to do inner child healing work to be there for her, meeting her needs and reparenting her. This is all part of eating disorder recovery, but today we're talking specifically about brain rewiring. All right, step number three, welcome the thoughts in. The eating disorder thoughts, welcome them. I know that sounds ridiculous, but hear me out. Whatever you resist persists. So if you fight the eating disorder thoughts, then they'll get stronger. It's like that old tale about the boy asking the man about the two wolves, and I'm going to read this tale for you. Here we go. The two wolves, I probably say this name wrong, a Cherokee story. A young boy came to his grandfather filled with anger at another boy who had done him an injustice. The old grandfather said to his grandson, "Let me tell you a story. I too at times have felt a great hate for those that have taken so much with no sorrow for what they do. But hate wears you down, and hate does not hurt your enemy. Hate is like taking poison and wishing your enemy would die. I have struggled with these feelings many times. It is as if there are two wolves inside of me. One wolf is good and does no harm. He lives in harmony with all around him and does not take offense when no offense was intended. He will only fight when it is right to do so and in the right way. But the other wolf is full of anger. The littlest thing will set him into a fit of temper. He fights everyone all the time for no reason. He cannot think because his anger and hate are so great. It is helpless anger because his anger will change nothing. Sometimes it is hard to live with these two wolves inside me because both of the wolves try to dominate my spirit. The boy looked intently into the grandfather's eyes and asked, "Which wolf will win, grandfather?" The grandfather smiled and said, "The one I feed the most." So, anything you resist persists. So if you're constantly feeding the eating disorder thoughts, you're giving it all your energy by arguing with it, fighting against it, focusing on those thoughts, it will get stronger. Those eating disorder thoughts will get stronger and you'll be fucking exhausted. Does that sound familiar? Right? And so instead, you need to welcome it in. It might sound like this within your own mind because you get to create these thoughts now. I see you, eating disorder thought. I know that once you were serving me and I've done what you've suggested over and over again for however many years until now. And now it feels like a command that I can't ignore. So no wonder you're offering me this thought again, because I've acted on it so many times before. So thank you, but I don't need you anymore. I'm doing things differently around here from now on. I'm choosing to heal. I'm choosing to be free. So thanks, but no thanks. Okay, step number four. I have an itchy nose. Those that are watching the video will know that I've been fanning around with my nose for like the past few minutes. Okay, step number four, reframing the eating disorder thought to one that serves you. Use facts. So this is where you get to choose what to think. We can't stop the automated thoughts that come into our brains because those thoughts were created, like I've shared, there's a reason why the eating disorder was created in your life. It served you at one point, may still be serving you partially now. But here's the thing that serves us, the thing that helps and supports us actually becomes a thing that is killing us eventually with something like a self-harming behavior, such as an eating disorder. So you get to choose what thoughts to reframe. Now, we can't control our thoughts because if we could do that, we would never choose to think a thought that didn't serve us. But we can rewire our brains, and our brains give us the same kind of thoughts that we thought the day before and the day before and the day before until we consciously change them. And then it will go on autopilot and give us similar thoughts. So this is how it works. So when you rewire your brain to thoughts that serve you, which is, you know, we're halfway in this process now, over and over again, then eventually you will stop being given eating disorder thoughts via your brain because it sees it as pointless if you're not acting on them and you're consistently choosing to think and act in a different way. So step four is reframing the eating disorder thought to ones that serve you and use facts. So this is where you get to create a thought that supports your goals. Now, I am assuming that your goals are to live in food freedom and body love, to be fully free around food and your body without micromanaging yourself and your life, to be free from the constant daily hell and anxiety hellhole. Am I right? This might look like this in terms of you speaking and reframing the eating disorder thoughts. If I follow your command, then I'll make you even stronger. Even though it will feel good to do what you say, I know that it will only be reinforcing you and inviting you to keep coming for the rest of my life. I do not want that. I want to be free. And so I am going to choose to watch a movie instead of doing chores because that's what I ultimately want to do. Me, the one who is taking back control now. The more I do this, the weaker you will get. I know you were there for me for so long, but we've outgrown each other now. It's time to move on. Step number five, this is the part that I'm sure is going to freak the fuck out for most of you. Number five is do the opposite. Do the exact opposite of what the eating disorder wants you to do. This is, like I say, one of the most important parts of changing your entire life and living in freedom. Because here's an incredible quote from Tabitha Farrar. You can't recover from an eating disorder when you are acting like someone with an eating disorder, right? And what are you going to be met with immediately when you start to take the action against the eating disorder? Fear, of course. There's our old friend fear. Of course it's going to be there. But here's the thing about fear. It can't hurt you, but the eating disorder can. Fear is just a very real feeling, but when you face fear, you're automatically in courage. Your state of being has gone from fearful to courageous. Don't get me wrong, it will not feel nice, but it doesn't feel that great living with an eating disorder currently, right? So you've got nothing to lose, really. You feel the fear and you fucking do it anyway, because fear is the only thing blocking you from where you currently are and where you want to be. And guess what? You can do hard shit. You can feel the fear and still take the opposite action of what the eating disorder wants you to do. You can and you will. Step by step, with every eating disorder thought you have that comes into your brain, you can do the opposite. And by doing the opposite, you'll be training your brain to eventually only give you thoughts that serve you, AKA non-eating disorder thoughts. Listen up, you train your brain via your behaviors. You train your brain via your behaviors. So act like a person who doesn't have an eating disorder, even when the fear is present. And with all the other work alongside eating disorder recovery, inner child healing, trauma release, body image and self-love work, you will fully recover on a deeper level than only changing your behaviors. In fact, my real recovery roadmap, the process that I use to support my clients, encompasses exactly those things: trauma healing, inner child connection, body image healing, returning home to self-love, and of course, repairing your relationship with food. Step number 6 is repeat. Consistency and repetition, even when it's hard. I know it's hard, sweetheart, I really do. That's why support is extremely helpful in recovery, if you're able to get support from a professional or a friend or someone who you trust, you know? And also use positive self-talk when you're repeating the steps that I've shared with you so far. I can do this. On the other side of fear lies freedom. I have not met anyone who has recovered from an eating disorder who regrets it. One step at a time, one day at a time. The more I do this, the easier it will get. And step number 7, the last step, be kind to yourself as you feel the emotions that will come up. You'll be experiencing a fuck ton of emotions as you go through this journey. I'm not gonna lie, not gonna sugarcoat it. There's gonna be lots of fear in there as well. There'll be a mixture of fear, liberation, anxiety, joy, overwhelm, panic, peace, all of it. Embrace all the emotions and feel them. Be gentle with yourself as you may be truly feeling your emotions for the first time in your life. When you experience difficult times in your past and trauma, your head invited you to hang out there, as it's safer than being in your body. If you're in your body, you feel emotions on a visceral level. If you're in your head, you suppress most of the feelings and don't actually truly feel them. That's why your head invited you to hang out up there, because it was safer when you just could not cope with the feelings. So work with a professional if possible to support you through actually feeling your feelings in a safe and grounded way. And the last thing I want to say is, I know it's hard, but it is so incredibly worth it. I know personally how hard this can be, as when you rewire your brain, your whole brain and nervous system will fight against the change. It will feel wrong. This is because your brain focuses primarily on survival. And so if you're still alive today, then your brain presumes whatever you did yesterday must be fine, must be safe. So why not repeat the same thing today and tomorrow and tomorrow and so on? Because the brain likes predictability. Predictability to the brain equals safety. Anything new to the brain that is uncomfortable and is the opposite to what you've been doing for however long is deemed unsafe, right? So be ready for your brain to send you signals of resistance and create feelings of fear, shame, disgust, and such like. When you've repeated, though, this is the good news, when you've repeated a new behavior with the steps I've shared about 10 times consistently, the brain starts to learn and be okay with changing to what you want. Because remember, you are not your brain. This, coupled with nervous system regulation work, inner child healing, body image work, that's the path to recovery. And that's the path to freedom from any eating disorder thoughts and a life full of freedom. You can do this. You can rewire your brain. You can rewire your fear of weight gain. You can do all the trauma and inner child healing. You can be truly free. I know you can. I believe in you. And if you would like support through this, actually, I should have started the conversation with this because many of you might not have got this far. I have a brand new group coaching out where we're having weekly coaching calls. Oh my God, it's so awesome. I can't wait to get started. It's live now and we have our first call next week. And there's also a lot of past previous coaching calls that have been recorded that are in the library in there. And you can join from as little as 400 euros. There's three different investment options. But the best part is you get to try 2 weeks, 14 days for absolutely free. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm showing you what it's like inside my paid group coaching program. And if after 14 days you don't want to stay, or maybe you can't stay, or whatever it is for you, then you just get kicked out. That sounds a bit harsh. You get removed from automatically from the group. So you don't have to give your credit card up front first. You just, I'll put the link below. You just press the link. You put your name and email in. You arrive in the group. And if after 2 weeks you want to stay, you can then put your card details and choose what payment option you want to stay. There's a rolling monthly option, so you can just stay month by month and cancel anytime. There's a 6 month option where you can join for 6 months and cancel anytime after that. Or there's a year option, to stay in the group for a year and you can cancel anytime after the year. And then the year option includes a one-to-one coaching call with me as well. So I'm very excited to share that with you. I'll pop the link below, like I said. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for all your feedback. And I ask again, if you haven't already, I would be incredibly grateful if you could rate this podcast 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, because it helps this podcast reach more people. And then ultimately I can help more people as well. So I really appreciate if you could do that. Thank you, my queen. I will see you next week. And if you have any questions for a podcast, please let me know. Sending you much love. Mwah.